For this Tuesday, October 1st, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. North Posey girls basketball posted on Facebook that their youth basketball signups are tonight. They will take place this evening and on Thursday night from 5 o'clock until 7 o'clock in the North Posey High School Auxiliary Gym. We have shared a link on our Facebook page at Posey County Radio that contains more information from North Posey Lady Vikings basketball about their youth basketball for this upcoming season. Coming up this weekend in New Harmony at Harmony State Park, it is the Harvest Craft Fair. It will take place on Saturday from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. There will be 100-plus craft vendors, concessions, food trucks, music, pioneer activities, bouncy houses, face painting, free kids' crafts, and more. The gate fee to Harmony State Park for this event still applies. It is $9 for out-of-state vehicles, $7 for Indiana vehicles, or you can use your annual pass. The archaeology lab at the University of Southern Indiana has a new home. The university's World Languages and Cultures Department recently moved its archaeology lab to the former computer lab in the lower level of the Liberal Arts Center. To celebrate the opening of the new lab, the university held an open house that was free to the public and campus community. The lab was previously located in the public safety building but lacked space and visibility. Signs of the Westside Nut Club's upcoming fall festival are starting to pop up on the west side of Evansville. The fall festival kicks off with Family Day this Sunday. In preparation, half-pot booths have started popping up on the corner of St. Joseph Avenue and the Lloyd Expressway. Some of the rides and food trucks have already arrived as well. The half-pot tickets will start to go on sale this Thursday at 12 noon. Checking on some local high school sports from last night, North Posey golfer Mackenzie Mills has advanced to the state finals. She shot 46 on the front and 34 on the back to advance. The state finals will be at Prairie View Golf Club in Carmel this weekend. Vikings boys soccer lost at Princeton last night 3-0. North Posey boys soccer dropped to 6-8 on the year. North Posey boys tennis won their final regular season match of the year at home against Central 3-2. The Vikings finished the regular season with a 12-7 record and a 7-4 mark in the PAC. Also from last night, Mount Vernon boys tennis took care of Boonville at home 3-2. Now coming up this evening in local high school sports, Mount Vernon volleyball is home against Gibson Southern. The JV match will start at 5:30 and the varsity match will follow around 7 o'clock. Mount Vernon boys tennis welcomes Tecumseh at 5 o'clock. Wildcats boys soccer plays host to Boonville at 5:30 and Mount Vernon girls soccer is at North Posey at 7. North Posey volleyball battles Wood Memorial at home tonight. The JV match is at 5:30 and the varsity match will be after around 7 o'clock. Vikings boys tennis is at home against Forest Park at 5 o'clock. Yesterday, the St. Louis Cardinals announced that Chaim Bloom will replace longtime president of baseball operations John Mozeliak after the 2025 season. Bloom will oversee a reset of the club's player development system next season and then will take over for Mozeliak, who is the second longest tenured head of a big league's team baseball operations. That's behind the Yankees' Brian Cashman. The Cardinals, who finished 4 games over .500 and missed the postseason for a second consecutive year, agreed to a 5-year deal with Bloom. The 41-year-old worked for the Tampa Bay Rays from 2005 until he became Boston's chief baseball officer in October of 2019. He was fired in September of 2023, then hired by the Cardinals as an advisor last January. Finishing up with the NFL, last night on Monday Night Football, the Tennessee Titans picked up their first win of the season as they beat the Dolphins in Miami 31-12. The Titans improved to 1-3 on the year, and this coming week will be their bye week. Tennessee is next in action in Week 6. That's on Sunday, October 13th, at home against the Indianapolis Colts. That wraps up your news and sports for this Tuesday, October 1st. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Have a great Tuesday. Your weather forecast is next.